Greetings, my name is Yitzhak Et Shalom. Welcome back to Shnayim Mikra, the series of podcasts sponsored by the Orthodox Union, hosted at OU.org, in which we examine one of the aliyot of the current parasha in each podcast, and today we are looking at Parshat Vayigash, looking at the fifth aliyah, Chamishi. Chamishi, in some renderings, the one we're using is the longest aliyah in the parasha, and includes one very dramatic scene and one seemingly mundane scene, and yet it's going to, or list, and nonetheless it's going to raise some problems for us. Vayomer Yisrael, Rav Od Yosef ben Ichai, this is when Yaakov has become revived after hearing that Yosef was alive and ruling in Egypt, and then he saw the wagons, and I guess shared an explanation in the previous podcast about what the connection was. And now Yisrael says, Rav Od Yosef ben Ichai, Elcha ve'erenu b'terem amut. He feels that his time is coming, I want to see Yosef before I die. So they left from Hebron, and the route that you would take to go to Egypt is you would go down the mountain to Beersheba and then across to the coast road and take the coast road into Egypt. He stopped at Beersheba. Beersheba was one of the holy cities in the times of the Avot. Beersheba, the area around Beit El, where Avram had built Mizbachot and later Yaakov did, and Be'er Lachai Ro'i. Both from Hagar and Yitzchak, we see its use as a religious site, as a site of spirituality. Here he stops in Be'er Sheva, Vayizbach Zvachim Elohei Aviv Yitzchak, and he brought korbanot to God. Why he's called Aviv, Elohei Aviv Yitzchak, there's an important Ramban to take a look at here. Vayomer Lehim LeYisrael Marot HaLaila, Vayomer Yaakov Yaakov. And by the way, this is the last time that God's voice will be heard in Sefer Bereishit, and indeed until God appears to Moshe at the Snam many, many years later. And he says, B'marot HaLaila, in the middle of the night, in the visions of the night, he says, Yaakov, Yaakov. And again, the mixture of Yisrael and Yaakov, we see this often happening in the latter half of Bereishit. Vayomer Hineini, Yaakov answers, as did Avraham, as did Yosef, Hineini. Vayomer Anochi Ha'el Elohei Avicha. Al tira me'erdam Yitzrayim, do not be afraid of going down. Ki l'goy gadol simcha sham, I will make you a great nation there. Anochi, again as Anochi in the previous pasuk, Ered imcha Yitzrayim, I will go down with you to Egypt. V'anochi alcha gamalo, and I will bring you up. V'yosef yashit yado alinacha, Yosef will place his hands over your eyes, whether that means that he will be the one to oversee your burial, or whether he will take care of you. V'yakum, and that's the substance of the nevuah. Vayakum Yaakov mi Beersheva, Vayisu v'nei Yisrael at Yaakov avihem, so b'nei Yisrael, his children picked him up and carried him, v'tapam v'nishahem b'galot ha-shashalach paro l'asei toto, exactly as paro had commanded, here are wagons, bring your families down, bring your father down, v'aykhut miknehem v'ruchusham asher achshu be'eretz Canaan, and so they took all of their property that they had, v'ruchusham asher achshu be'eretz Canaan, sounds very evocative of Avraham leaving Haran to Eretz Canaan. Vayavohu Mitzrayma, Yaakov v'chol zaroito. Who was it? Banav uvnei vanavito, b'notav uvnot banav v'chol zaro. So it's banav, notice Dina doesn't seem to be mentioned, b'nei vanavito, his son's sons, b'notav, and who is b'notav? He only has one daughter, so it could refer to his daughters-in-law, uvnot banav, his granddaughters, of whom we only know of one, all of his children. Who's all of his children including? That is another area of analysis which the Rishonim have discussed. But we're going to take a look at this next list. The nature of this list as compared to the nature of the list in the beginning of Shmot and the problems of the repetition in the beginning of Shmot belongs to the Parshanut to Parshat Shmot. But this is the name, these are the names of Bnei Yisrael who come to Egypt. Yaakov Manav, Bechor Yaakov Reuven. Okay? Uvnei Reuven, Chanoch Ufalu Chavetzron Mechami. These are Reuven's sons. Uvnei Shimon, very good. Yimuel V'yamin V'oad V'yachim V'tzochar, V'sha'ul Ben HaKna'anit. So, does that mean that that Shimon married a Kna'anit, and Sha'ul is the daughter of this girl, and the others are from another wife? Uvnei Levi, Gershon Keatu Murari, a family that we will get to know very well in Shmot. Uvnei Yehuda, there's a story we heard in Vayeshev. Erev Yonan v'sheilav aferetz v'zarach. Vayamot Erev Yonan b'eretz Kanan v'yuvnei feretz chetzon v'chamul. And so now we have Yehuda's five children, of whom only three were alive at any time. Er Onan and Shelah, and then Er Onan died, and then Peretz and Zerach were born. And Erev Yonan died in Eretz Kanan, and then we hear that Bnei Peretz are Chetzron v'Chamul. By the way, why don't we hear about Bnei Zerach and Bnei Shelah? Because we take the most important son of the family, in this case Peretz, because of course the lineage that will lead to David, and those are the names that are mentioned. Bnei Yisachar, Tola, Ufuva, V'yov, Shimron. I'm going to go back to the Yehuda Pasuk, that'll be the key or problem we'll discuss. Uvnei Zvulun, Serd, Velon, V'achla'el, and now notice the completion. Eile b'nei Leia asher yaldah liYaakov fadan aram v'yet dina vito. So again, there's only one daughter mentioned, even though it said benotav. Kol nefesh banav benotav 33. How many are there total there? 33. Now, who's going to come next? And this will be very, very telling, because we have seen at times in Bereishit that the children are reckoned by the wives, meaning that Leia and Rachel, and then separately Bilhah and Zilpah, which would be a caste system of Bnei Ha'imahot and Bnei Ha'shvachot. Sometimes they're listed by houses, in which it's Bnei Beit Leah, which includes Zilpah's children, and Beit Rachel, which includes Bilhah's children, which would be a different kind of separation, but one that's not distinguished in class of who the mother is. So who do we find here? Uvnei Gad et Sifyon v'chagi shuni v'etzbon, eiriva arodiva areli. So here we hear about Bnei Gad, along with Bnei Reuven, Shimon, etc., which means Leah and Zilpah's house have now been formed into what we would call Beit Leah. Uvnei Asher, Yimna v'Yishva v'Yishvi v'Riah, v'Serach Achotam, the only granddaughter we hear about. Uvnei V'Riah, Chevra Malkiel, and now we hear about great-grandchildren. Okay, good. Eile b'nei Zilpah, Shnatan Levan l'Leah v'Ito, v'Atelet Eile Yaakov, Shesh Esrei Nafesh, which means the total is 49 between B'nei Leah and B'nei Zilpah, so Beit Leah is 49 children. Now, B'nei Rachel, Eshet Yaakov, and notice, the only one who gets called Eshet Yaakov, and we talked about this in the first Aliyah, Yosef Binyamin. Vayvaled Yosef Peretz Yitzhoim, Asher Adalo Asnat Bat Potifera Kohen On, and Menashe Bet Ephraim. We know about Menashe and Ephraim. U'v'nei Binyamin, Bela Vavecha V'yashbel, Gera V'naman, Echi V'arosh, Mupim V'chupim V'ard. Alright, and Binyamin here has ten children. Ten children that Binyamin has, and two of Yosef. Eile b'nei Rachel she'ilad liYaakov kol nefesh arba'asar. So the ten children plus another two of Yosef plus Binyamin and Yosef. That means 14 that are Rachel's family. Uvnei Dan Chushim, Uvnei Naftali Yachzel v'Guni v'Yetzer v'Shilaim. So Dan plus one son, that's two more. Naftali and four sons, that's five more, so another seven. Eile v'nei Bilha, Shonatan l'van l'Rechav v'Yato, v'Tel Yaakov kol nefesh shiva. So 7 plus 14 is 21. 21 plus 49 gives you 70, but of course Rachel's house is far smaller than Leah's. Kol nefesh abal l'Yaakov mitzvah ma'yutzei v'Rechom v'Vad n'shev v'nei Yaakov. Kol nefesh shishim v'shesh. So there's 66 because, of course, we don't count Yosef, Menashe, and Ephraim. And then there's one missing, and it's a famous issue of who's the missing person. Chazal and the Midrash say that Yocheved is not counted here, even though she's born on the way down. So really, Beit Leah has one more. Or the Ben Ezra says that the one not counted here is Yaakov, because the entire family is 70, but the children are 69, children, grandchildren, etc. So the text clearly goes out of its way to point to the missing one, because it says there's 66 plus 3 is 70. So there's clearly a missing one there. But I'd like to go back to the Pasuk with Yehuda, because it really highlights a very serious problem in this list. In the Pasuk listing the Bnei Yehuda, which is Pasuk Yod Bet, it lists that Bnei Peretz came down to Mitzrayim. Now, let's look back at the history of these children and try to figure out a timeline. Because if we follow the narrative of the text and the sequence of the text, Yehuda left his brothers subsequent to the sale of Yosef. How much time is there between the sale of Yosef and the descent to Egypt? And the answer is no more than 22 years, because Yosef is 17 at the beginning of Vayeshev, before he is sold, before he's gone. Whether he was gone that year or the next year or 2 years later, he was at least 17. Yosef is 30 years old, according to the beginning of Parshat Miketz, when he stands in front of Paro and interprets his dreams. There are 7 years of plenty and another 2 years of famine, and now the family comes down, so that means Yosef is 39. So the longest that could have passed between Yosef being sold and the brothers coming down is 22 years. Okay? Now let's chart out. According to the presentation in sequence in Parshat Vayeshev, Yehuda left his family after the sale of Yosef. So now everything we're going to talk about has to happen during these 22 years. Yehuda went into business with Reu Adulami and married a Batshua. Right? Married that girl. He married the girl and he had 3 sons. The first son, Er, had to get old enough to get married. So we'll be very, very, very liberal about it, and we'll say 10. Somehow at 10 he married. And somehow at 10, he was bad enough that God killed him for being bad and held him responsible for his behavior at the age of 10. Okay. Even if so, 10 years have already passed. 11 years have passed because he had to meet the girl and marry her and have a child. So it's 11 years have passed. Which means half the time already between Yosef being sold and the brothers and then reuniting with Yosef. But 11 years have passed at the very, very super minimum. Now, heir dies, Onan dies not long after that, but Shelah is young enough that Yehuda can say to Tamar, follow Perek Lamed Chet in Breishit, Yehuda can say to Tamar, wait till Shelah grows up and then he'll marry you, intending of course that Shelah will never marry her. So, let's call that 3 years. Alright, so now it's 14 years. 14 years, Tamar sees that Yehuda is not going to give Shelah to her. That's what the text says. Or give her to Shelah. And that's when Yehuda's wife dies and Tamar goes, etc. And she becomes pregnant. So now 9 months later, at the very, very, very earliest, 15 years after Yosef was sold, Tamar gives birth to Peretz. And now we find that Peretz' sons are already among those coming down to Mitzrayim. The numbers just don't work. There's just no way to fit that many generations into so few years. And so that's why the Ralbag suggests that we really have to understand the Yehuda narrative as having started well before the sale of Yosef and well before all of the dream sequences at the beginning of Vayeshev, when Yosef generates the enmity with his brothers, that Yehuda had already left the family, he had already married somebody, he already had Er V'Onan, and much of that narrative had already taken place. Otherwise, there's just no way to fit these generations into the time period. A difficulty with this list, Kasuto has another way of understanding this, but that is one recommended way of reading this list and understanding that this is the definitive list of Bnei Yisrael who came down to Egypt. The names of the males and the one daughter and the one granddaughter, the wives are not mentioned, but that the problem with Yehuda highlights that some of the narratives earlier on in the Yosef and the Yaakov narrative cycles may not be presented, not necessarily presented in sequence, because they bring up far too many difficulties in the text. Okay, we'll pick it up in the next podcast with Shishi and see what happens when the brothers and father finally do come down and reunite father with son, Yaakov with Yosef, in that tearful reunion. In the meantime, everybody should have a wonderful day.